The Gate Cholah, there are five darkies, Cholah Shish Besakonos, Cholah Seger, Cholah Shein Besakonos, Victor Cholah, and Mechish Palmo. The first 2 weeks of this month, we went to the Sigur of a Cholah Shish Besakonos, get up Koch Nefesh. Today, we're going to focus on the next two levels of a Sakonos Eber and a Cholah Shein Besakonos. That means the Gate Koch Nefesh is very simple. The Lot is Hazoris, Hayez and Meshubach. We're able to wait to Mosh Shabbos, that's what you're supposed to go do. We had a loss on Siv Dalad, the kosher given last to be Mechol, we can do on Shabbos, but Shabbos Sadaka by the Rabbonans. We had a loss on Siv Yud Beis, it says, maybe it should be done, Aide Shinoi, Aide Nochri. Very simple of Lachas. Next Sugyu, the Sugyu of Sikonis Aver. We have a Gemara and a Bazar, that Chav Chesam Beis, the Gemara brings down, that was a Shivcha, the Aide Shemardo, her eyes rebelled against her. There's a Machalik's Gemara, what exactly you'll do, Matzikono, the Gemara says you can do whatever you want. Because shrine of the Ainai, believe it tell you, the light of your eyes depends upon your heart, is nichol upon the gedda of a koach nefesh. That means the Gemara says, the maskono, the reason why you let her take care of her eye, is that a matzah koach nefesh. Otherwise, medayik, the Rabban, and the Rashba, and the Ritva, the Rosh, the Ran, the Rivosh, and others, comes along and says, if the gedda is konos aver, you still cannot do mlocha the reisel. The only reason, again, the Gemara is very clear why you can take care of her eye, is a matzah koach nefesh. Otherwise, you see clearly from the sugya of a pashtus, and the gets comes aver, a yisol cannot do any malacho. Atad Hasheni, from the sukkah that Chavovah and Aleph, come on Tosfos and he writes, all sakonos aver is not like getav sakonos of pashtus, and you can do a yisol malacho deraisol. Frekto Yishash over there, the Svasembis on the sugya, Maisa, that's not the maskon of the Gemara, and I've already said, Chavkas, the maskon of Dafkas, and Naim. Because Aver, you cannot do Malacha Deraisa. They want to change the gears of Taisus and say it means Sakana of a Ayin, not Sakana of Aver. Maisus of Taichik. So I'd like to point out that Taisus is not a Das Yochid. There's an Ozerua, the Bingzan of Benetam. Benetam says the Malacha of all Sakana of Aver, Nichlegeder, of just like Koch Nefesh could do a Malacha Deraisa, but in the dinner of any Sakana of Aver. The Ozerua goes a little further, brings down the Rav Yoh. The Rav Yoh says the Maisus against the Gemara. Therefore, the Rav Yoh wants to disagree. The Bach also wants a different shot to the Benetam. A third reason that brings down is that Gudan Sukkah brings down like Tosfos. It has the gears of Sekonas Aver is Halacha, and you still can do a Halacha the Raisa. The fourth reason that's before that way is Miri and the Sugyan of Adizara. He comes along and says that even as Sekonas Aver, you can do any Halacha the Raisa. I, what's the Gemara sound like? Hashis, not the way Shurei, the Enai, believe it, Talia. The Gemara comes and says the Miri. And the Hefsen Sakonis Aver Kovalovoi. It'll come to Megal that's aimed to happen, because it depends upon the heart, there was aimed to happen. Here also is aimed to happen. Mechanami says the Meiri, black and white, before that way, the Loch is any deraiso, if you don't Ali Yisrael. That means, first of all, again, Sakonis Aver can Yisrael do Mlocha deraiso. Number one, Machlis Yishoinim. Big among the Yishoinim, the Loch is Yisrael cannot do Mlocha deraiso. Again, for those disagree, the Pasha of Tosfos, the Meiri, the Meitam, and others. Loch Lamaiso. Come on, the Mechabans, if you design and bring down the four different shitas, what to go do? The halacha is the first three shitas, he says, they cannot do a malacha deraisa, only in case of the Rabbanon. And even the fourth shita is even being more machman, even in the Rabbanon, the Rambam shita, according to the Beis Yosef, he says you can only do a case that's not a smach malacha, but something a smach malacha, that looks like a case of kosev, tzeveya, teichen, that'll be case that'll be osur. That means this halacha of doing a malacha deraisa of a kodesh aver is not brought down. La Locha Maita, all she just said, you cannot do a Mlocha Deraisa, you can only do a Mlocha Derabbanon. And therefore, there is even a Shel among the Achoinim, Ku Mitzdarf, the Shita, the Miri, the Taisus. The Bi'aimer, or Avosa says, you cannot even Mitzdarf, the Shita, that Deraisa, the Maisa's motor. That means, again, the Locha is, you still can only do a Mlocha Derabbanon. What defines a Mlocha Derabbanon? So, the Marmokha Mashita brought down Mishlam Bezalman, he discussed the cases. One, he says, the case of a Deraisa that's done machinery. The Pesachim speak out very clearly about the Nechon together with the Rabbanon. That means you want to do a Malacha, but Bishinoi, the Klal is, any Shinoi is Klachayat. It's not Malach Makshevas, and therefore it has to get over the Rabbanon. Therefore, we motor. The second case is Malacha She'in Tzrich L'Gufoi. That means the Olam Asur and Reish Ein Ches, Meshavuot the end of Sefkot and Gimel, Bingzan, the Malacha She'in Tzrich L'Gufoi is more Chomedic than all the Rabbanons. We usually give it a get over the Raiso. We said in Shlomo Zalman, over here we would not give it a get over the Raiso. Because only the Rishon who paskin, even the rice itself is motor. That means even though those who are tiny, the Malacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufoi should be machmer, there is a Chaim Kanievsky, he's mistaping about it. or to love is mistapik, the Meister the place can say, if you make voice of Shlomo Zalman, that you do not have to go look for a guy. If you do a block of Abon Bashinoi, or the Rice of Bashinoi, or Locho Shane, so you can go for you do not have to go look for a guy. So again, the clearest accounts ever, you still can take care of, but you are Abon anyway, get in case of a Abon. However, there is a shach they do bring down in Yoredei and Simon Kuft and Zayin. He discusses what the Locho is called as Aver. He says, is it dummy to the Mammon, or is it dummy to the Foshis? And the shach ends off, Vinir Lahokal. He sends you to a Locho by us in Simon Shinchal Chest of Yoredei. It says, Vinir Lahokal. Back to Olam, it's a steer batsim. The clear says to Yoredei that all the rites cannot be done out of the Yisrael. And the shach and Kuft and Zayin is saying, the Locho is, that you still can do a Locho deraisa. It's like Bekoch Nefesh, Vinir Lahokal. So the way how the Pimgonim over here and Shlomo Zalman and others want to answer, he's discussing Shar Yisrim Duraisa versus Shabbos. Shabbos Mochomer, case of Skilo, case of Chatzos, and therefore even though we're being machmer under Isis, we're only machmer Negev Miyuchot to Shabbos. Negev to other Yisrim, Negev to case of Achilo, Mokadoimo. I mean, let's say a Sekonis Eber has to eat an Isser Duraisa to Murat himself. At one point down, Lepidah Shachlo Maisat Smoter. I mean, even though we pass the Mochomer, Negev Sharisum will be Maisa Bimekel. And this is the Makor why Shlomo Zalman is saying that Malachos ain't Tzrich L'Gufoi, we can't be Mekel over here, because Madach, a real case of Issa D'Raisa, by Shari Yisroel being Mekel, Allah has come over come, but Malachos ain't Tzrich L'Gufoi and Shabbos, certainly will be Mekel, by case of Alexei Yisroel. Well, that's Halachos. Now the question is, what is the get of Tzkonis Eivir? How do we apply it practically? So there are really like a few different questions over here to apply what the getter is. One child is, Tzkonis Eivir, everyone understands, is missing a limb, finger being cut off, leg being cut off. What happens if it's not being cut off? It loses part of the function of its limb. Function, it's there, it's all there. For example, if you do not take care of this injury, you'll have to limp. You have to walk around with a limp. It's there, but you have to limp. So it sounds like from a buzz and shuvah, he says, no, the get of skull's aver has to be the aver is going to be missing. The mice of chayim no, and the swarm won't look at chayim no, from Zalman and others, they come along and say, no, the get of skull's aver is losing the function of anything. The Chodesh Ani says, lose the function of hearing something, lose the function of speaking correctly. Losing any function of any aver is nichon again is called a saver. That means you get an injury that will make you limp. The loch will be either you soak, do any malacha derabbanon, and of course, either nochri, you can do any malacha deraisa. A second question they discuss, negate towards the Kodesh aver, is aver dafko deramache vorm? Was the Mishnah by Tum Haritz discussed, which means anything that you've come missing from your body. So Avos is discussing a case of a tooth. Avos says a tooth that falls out is not Nichol Agenis called as Aver. It's not what's listed by the Rambam, the Mishnah, and Oilus. It's not one of the Ramachivar. At Tadashini, they point out, the most person can disagree, there's an Atsiv already, that writes in Ruwe Sodo, they says a tooth might say something that's a part of your body. It's Nichol Agenis of Aver. Kodeshani says, what do you think? A liver, a kidney, is not one of the Ramachivar. You think in those cases not nichol against kodesh aver? So why it is? Then if ikker the swarm come along, or a band is safe, and he brings down the voz, he says he has no rias to what he's saying, and a band the swarm is a fakert. Anytime you lose any function, any part of your body that cannot work correctly, whether it's your machne varm or anything like that, kidneys, liver, heart, a band is nichol against kodesh aver. Sometimes kodesh fashos also. Sometimes, but in this situation. Now, just cases I discussed. Number one, the case of a tooth that falls out on Shabbos. We discussed already a week ago, let's say a tooth falls out, and can you put it back on Shabbos? We mentioned then, Machlokes, Shlomo Zalman, Eliezer says, Maaseh, you can't put it back on Shabbos because you're not doing the act of attaching the tooth to your mouth. It's happening out there, Kodesh Baruch Hu. Atal Shein Avazah says, you cannot put it back. In the middle of the Avazah, too, we discussed the Nichol Geder of the Konos Aver. The Kamal Nu Avazah again, he says, the fact is not one of your Machivar, a tooth will not have the head to the clum together, to Nigeah, the Sigur of the Konos Aver. The Kamal Nu Tzivit says, the Chiddush, he says, Maisa tooth is the Konos Aver. Except what if one tooth falls out? So fine, so you can still eat. No function do you lose. You grind your food with your other teeth. So you want to tell the Geder is to lose the function of eating, you lost no function. I have kids right now, missing a bunch of teeth the next couple of years, until they grow, get 8, 9, start growing in. They still do not seem to have any problem missing a tooth here, a tooth there, anywhere in their teeth. Some missing 2 teeth, some missing 4 teeth. Nice, they're missing teeth. Doesn't seem to bother the function of eating. Seem to eat with no problem, especially candies. So mice, it does not seem to be an issue over there. So come on, let's have one tie together of circle saver. At Tadashani, come on, Rabbani says, circle safe. The mice says, this tooth you cannot use. this tooth is not here anymore. Or this another saver being down, that even though you want to tell you that the tooth is not skull saver, the tooth is be'etzem, is a function of the jaw. The jaw is one of your machivorim. So once time you're losing the function of your jaw, it's made to eat over here. It's part of the function of the jaw is to eat. So the Ishishal exactly how to look upon a tooth is nichle get a skull's aver, number one. And number two, even if it isn't, is there an issue putting a tooth back inside? One interesting shiloh. Building upon that, for example, let's say your nail is going to fall off if you don't take care of it. Can you have the get of your nail as a kona saver? Kamal Mukhadashani says, what do you do with your nail? You scratch yourself. If your nail falls off, you won't be able to scratch yourself. So you lose its function. So Vosna says, Avad no shak, it's not the only machavor. The Siv says, you won't scratch yourself with this finger, you scratch yourself with nine other fingers. Big deal. But the Chodesh Ani says, doesn't go like either one. And he declares, maybe the loss of a function of scratching yourself, maybe it's nothing together of the Sekhon Saver. But Abadna brings it down, maybe it's nothing together of the Sekhon Saver. So they're not discussing this. This is Chodesh Ani, you lose it, it's going to fall off. We'll maybe get to the other question, losing a function, but at a certain time. We'll get to the third question.
Nobody says that the nail is failed with the finger?
No. No, that the function of your finger is not to scratch, the nail is to scratch. Fingers are fun things. A third example is discussed. Let's say Isha is going to lose part of her rechem, she's not be able to give birth anymore. It's not in one of the machivarim. What is that exactly? So come over the Shemir Shabbos, the reverse of crime, halt the Shabbos, they say, the machivarim doesn't mean that for machivarim, it means anything. And therefore, she can lose part of her rechem, she can give birth, and Chalami take care of it. That's how it's a question to the Yashiv. He says, Maisab, help people walk around with no rechem. It's not nicker. One time you cannot take care of it on Shabbos. Knowing that, he wants to say, maybe it's not even a chalishay by tekono. It's nothing. If you lose a rechem, you have no eitza to take care of it on Shabbos. Adai Yisrael. So that means there are basically two separate questions that are discussing over here. Number one is it get the dafri machavorm or anything to get to the body? The second question is, what defines loss of function? A third question is, let's say you can lose part of its function, Lizman, or you can fix the function for Lizman. The question of the past 15 years is using the Agra on Shabbos. Kibetim is the Skonis Aver, literally. And then the question is, can you take care of it on Shabbos to make sure you can have Tashbish, Bokhom Mitzvah, on Shabbos? I assume everyone here knows what that is, Agra. So the question is, can you use it on Shabbos or not? So Abban and the Sefer brings down the Isis question to different people, is to Avosna and to Abriashiv. Avosna Maisa says it's Mutter, and Abriashiv Maisa says it's Ulcer. Also, the question is again, you're fixing a aver to give its use back for Lizman. The Maisa Locha, what to go do with the Shiloh, the Svar to Mekel is to be Machver, is partially not losing this, the aver per se, the lost part of its function Lizman, and therefore the those who are Machver, whether it's of Shmuel Kamletsky or of Nasher Klein, never tell the one say it's also. I tell Shani, the Makilim come from three different avenues why to be Mekel. Number one, the Shmir Shabbat Kachotze says, the Maisa is called a saver. Very simple, you're fixing the Aver Lizman, Nichol to get a Skon Saver. The second Svara, there was in the Maisa does not hold the Nichol to get a Skon Saver, but he says it's Nichol to get a Mitzvah. And therefore, the Minchas Tidchot, the one time, if you're together a Mitzvah, you have a right, Lel Oino, Lel Tashmash, and therefore you have a right to go take for Agra on Shabbos. A third reason to come along with Berkut is he wants the time to not be Merapo, the Aver, just making you be able to use it. Be able to use the Aver, Maisa be Mutter. So again, among the Svara, the Shalom, what to go do? Shalat Kol Eskirav is what the halacha is negate using it. So again, Adkant Sekans Abram, we came out with, I think, six different points. Number one, Yisrael can not do a melacha deraisa, only melacha derabanan. Number two, a goy lemaisa can do a melacha deraisa, the close came from the case of Chedesh Eim Bezakano. Number three, by Shari Yisrael, the shita of the shach, the one tied is you can do melacha deraisa. Number four, the get of Sekans Abram, does not mean that losing the Abram per se, means even losing the function of the Abram. Number four, the place can be ikwan taino, that does not mean dafka machivorm, means any part of the body losing that function is called aver. And number six, taking the agra on Shabbos, yeshlon machlokes among the pleskim. Achilish aim by sakono, the next dargo. We always have a question again, should a goy do malacha, yisol do malacha? Again, the goy do malacha of achilish aim by sakono, before Shigmar we had in that Tulkov Tetzom Nalef. Negate by the sugya of Yeledes or Chaylo, can you make a Maduro? The Gemara comes along and says, you can make a Maduro for them, but that means any Melacha deraisa can be done in Ayi Degoy. Very clear, Gemara, no one argues on the point. That means when the Mechaba brings down the four shitas, what to go do by a case of a Chaylish Eim Esekono, All four lamaisa agree that a guy can do a malacha deraisa. That means once he's in that category, no problem. That means, let's say you need medicine, the malacha is tell a guy to go drive to the store. I am driving the malacha deraisa. By chilushim by sekana, a guy can do a malacha deraisa. That's simple. The main shaila is what can Yisrael go do for a person that is a chilushim by sekana. That means you read the Rishonim, there are six different malachim put down for the Paiskim, what the malacha is in the Negev Yisrael. First, the Rosh is brought down in the Vazara Parak Beis, and he says the Vada that the Malacha Deraisi cannot do, Koskein, for the case of Sekonis Aver. But Malacha Derabonon, that he can do by Sekonis Aver, he starts clarifying, maybe he can do by Chalish Aim by Sekonis, maybe you cannot. And he ends up with Sarachin, and he's not sure. I mean, what can Yisrael do to get to the Rabonon? The Rosh says Sarachin, the Sopik, first Shito. The second Shito, come on, the Torah wants to bring down the Ramam Shito that says, the law is that a Yisrael can do any Dirabalam. I mean, right now we're discussing one question. Yisrael and Malacha Dirabalam. We have six sheetahs. What can Yisrael do Malacha Dirabalam? Number one, the Rosh says Tzarechian. Number two, the Rambam, according to the Magen Mishnah, according to the Torah, says it's Mutter. First Rambam is Mutter. The Rashba, the Beis Yosef, being down, Shuvah says it's Mutter. And Be'etzim is a Tosis, before that way on Kesubis, on Daf Samach. The main circuit of the Ilam discussing the Gemara on Kesubis, Daf Samach, a case of Gunach or Geneach. That person who has, according to Rashi, heart problems, or according to Ran, he has lung problems. The Gemara comes along and says, what to go do? You can nurse straight from the animal. You can suckle from the animal straight. It's befarik, that's kala'ach ha'yad, and b'mokam tzar lo'gozu. Now, what is that case? What is there that's being done kala'ach ha'yad, and b'mokam tzar lo'gozu? What's the metzias going on? So, mafarik, we pass to the toldo of dosh, therefore should be an issa deraiso. It's kala'ach ha'yad. So, Kamlung over there places in the sugya and says, what is the isser of taking out milk from the udders of an animal on Shabbos? The big dana machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda versus the Chachamim, by disha, do we say ain disha ela bedula karko or yesh disha by things that are not bedula karko machlokes? So Kamlung places and says, if we pass an ain disha ela bedula karko, an animal does not grow from the ground. It does not grow from the ground. So what if do a klachiyat for? What? Machlokes of Yehuda and Chachamim.
No.
And machlokes in behemoths also, yeah, double machlokes over there, correct. The one machlokes is what the locha ain yishal gedula karka by dosh, and number two is what is an animal? Is an animal gedula karka or not? Two different questions over here. The way our Tosfos assumes, a behemoth is not gedula karka. Said if it's not gedula karka, so why in the world do a klach hayad? Do it straight. He's a chalushay my sakono, and go take the milk out straight. And for Tosfos, you're right, all God wants a motto. Except according to Rabbi Yehuda, the whole thing that it is a locha of Isha, things that are not by Gula Karka, that's why you have to do Kalachayat. That means the first Taisus says, why do you need to do Kalachayat? Do locha d'rabbonon? So Taisus, you're right. Locha d'rabbonon is mutter. Except Rabbi Yehuda Shita that says the case of Deraiso over here. Now Deraiso do a case of a Shinui. That means we have Taisus that says, any d'rabbonon, by Chalushayim by Sekon, Lamais is mutter. Mamas Abshad HaShlishi, Velum Soderan, Adaf Lamates, it brings down. The sugya kachola naim, you want a guy wants to put on top of his eyes some medicine, or go do it for him, and he's not helping out because Messiah in by mamish, medayik deran. The chalish em as a koni soul cannot do anything, nothing. No drabon zamotur. In fact, deran upon himself, but maisa in case of kineach, the klaachia the maisa is motor. Says the ran brought down alocha by the going of the mishnah bureau. It means that it has to be done al yedei goy. It is not possible al yedei goy. Then Yisrael can do a drabonim b'shinoi. That means a case of nursing straight the animal cannot be done on yedei goy. He has to go do it because that's where it's hot. In that case, then we let Yisrael go do this malach over here. But otherwise, the Ramban says the Ram sheet is a drabonim cannot be done at all by Yisrael. The fourth sheet is the Ramban that's brought down by the Ram, as before she away in the Ritva, Bik of the Ritva. Then what time, what's the case of Gunayach? The case of Gunayach is Eng Disha Ela Bula Karka, therefore the case of Derabonon. And even though it's Derabonon, still it's not enough. You have to do a case of machinery. That means you need to be Makel, says Iran, you have to do two things. Says the Psalm after the Ritva. And the Rabbi, you have to do two things. Number one has to be Derabonon. And number two has to be a case of machinery. A fifth sheet over here, that the Rambam, according to the Beis Yosef, his maskon is, he wants to tell you that a case of Derabonon, the Maisa is Osir. Unless in the case not a smach malacha, things that look like a malacha, like a chol looks like kaiser, or grinding will lead to the case of a gezeru otom malacha of teichin, then there'll be osir. Otherwise, not smak malacha. Like the lochas and sif mem gimel says the mishnah berurah. L'maisa ikeis that's mutter. A sixth sheet over here is kamal mirashbo. He said the case of kaneach is a case of deraisel. Maisa, why is it mutter? He said why the shina and deraisel is mutter. And he wants to add even further. He wants to add the shina and deraisel is better than a case of derabonim. Because derabonim maisa looks like you're doing an act over your malacha. Someone does something strange, weird, to not look like you're doing a malacha per se, and therefore a shina derais would be better than case of derabonim. I mean, at Kam the Rishon we have six malachim. Number one, either the Rosh, he's the Sufik. Tesis says all derabonim are mutter. The Ran says all derabonim are usher unless not possible. I say goy. The Ramban and the Ritva says a shvus I say shinoi. The Rashba says the malacha is a shvus on a deraisel, and the Rambam says the case that's not a smach of a malacha might be mutter. Those are six sheetas. Local Meister, the Oilam and the Mechaber, again, the Mechaber is very clear, bringing down four different sheets over here. And this is the four sheets. The first one is Betzem, that is the Loch is an older one, the Mutter, that places or the Rambam according to the Torah. The second sheet in the Mechaber is the Ran sheet, that the Loch is a Goy has to go do it, it cannot be done Ali Day Goy. Then the Mishnah says it can be done Ali Day Yisrael B'Shinoi. The third sheet is a Shina under the Rabbanon. And the fourth sheet is the Rambam according to the Meis Leitzim, something that's not Smak Malocha. Those are the four sheets. A Local Meister, which one of the four is the Ikim Halach? So you look upon the Nice Kenan, Vikir, all four brought out by the Baiskim, which one is the Ikim Halach? That means, first, take the Mechaber. How is the Mechaber himself asking? Mechaber ends off with the words that the Shita Shlishis nearest. He ends off, Vidivei Aswar Shlishis nearest. The third sheet is the Iker. How do you read those words? Shal among the Achoinim, which one is the third sheet? Read the Mechaber. His words are Yesh Matirim, then he has three Yesh Oimims. When he says the third Shita, he means the three Yesh Oimims, the third one, that means the last Shita of the Rambam. What does he mean Yesh Matirim, then three Yesh Oimims, that means he means the third Shita, not the fourth. That means how many Shitas is the Mechaber being down? They're saying he's passing like the third one. So come on the Bach, and the Bach says the Mechaber is passing like the last Shita. Like the Rambam, the Drabon is the Meiser Otzer, unless it's a case that's not a Smach Malocha. Otherwise, it's also. And the Lavosh writes that way. Lavosh writes the local ma'aser, the ikra local is the fourth shita that we call the fourth. That's the last shita, the Rambam shita, according to the Beis Yosef. That something does not have a smach malach be mutter. Otherwise, everything is also. The Chonim ma'aser have a hard time with that. They say pashas be the mechaber. It's not the way. He's saying four shitas, yesh matim and three yesh oimims. If so, they want to come along and say ikra the mechaber is passing what we call the third shita. That means he needs a shvus on the right, a shvus on the upon. That's the case. I'll be mutter. A third mahalachah of paskin. Come along with that kamosha. We read him. He came along and says the kalocha is like the first shito. The old rabbanans like Taisis, the ma'aser is mutter like the Rashbo. All the ones the ma'aser mutter. Now come along the chayodim and says if you cannot do a case of a shvus on the rabbanon, he says be sermich upon the shito here of all the ones the mutter. First Yisrael, Mincha Shabbos, numerous places can be down to be slimmich upon the first sheet when it's not possible. They point out the Mishavu and Tzavtom for Beis brings down this Chayodom. He's discussing a different case of medicine. He's discussing a person cannot take medicine. Vishinoi, he says, brings down the Chayodom and says he can do all the Rabbans and take a medicine on Shabbos when you're Chayodosh Shem Beis HaKono. That means this first sheet of Mishavu does bring down, and it does sound that way also, it passes away to Mishai Nechest and Bialocha. Says over there, right? It's Kaimelon that all the Rabbons, the Maisa, Yisrael can do when he's a Chalish Eimei Sakana. The second Shito, the Maisa, the Kitchuk Aruch brings down, he comes along and says, the Loch is everything has to be done Ali Day Goy. If it cannot be done Ali Day Goy, then Yisrael can do a Bashina by the Rabbons. That means you have four Shitas in the Mechaper, and among the Paiskim, they seem to be grappling which one is Ikal Alocho. Just to make it simple, we Ikal Alocho, we pass on the third Shito. A shina and the ma'aser be mutter, without a shina ma'aser it's also. That's very possible. What? Shina and the ma'aser is mutter, without a shina ma'aser will be also. Now, once you pass like this shita, what is it exactly? I keep saying over this third shita, which I again call the Ramban, the Ritva. What is this third shita? We're saying the shinoi. Pass this, read the words of the Mechaber. The words of the Mechaber is a case of a shina on the Rabbanon. He says, what you going to do, Malacha, on the Rabbanon? And this third sheet of the Yeshayim says, go to a Shina on the Rabbanon. That's the Pashas of the Mechaber. That's if you look up the Makor where it's coming from, the Ramban, in Toras Odom, brought down by the Ran. The words of the Ran, the Elam saw, it says, the words are, Shvus Hanasa B'Shinoi. A Shvus that's done B'Shinoi. What does it mean, a Shvus Hanasa B'Shinoi? There are two ways to read it. It's a shvus, it's rabbanon. You know why? Because it's done b'shinoi. I see the shina on the rice, and therefore it's a shvus. But shina the rice, the mice, and the motor. What is a shvus? Hanas b'shinoi, meaning a shvus is done together with the shinoi. Has to be a rabbanon with the shinoi. I mean, this third shita that's saying, this Ramban, that's saying you have to b'shinoi, shinoi on what? Shinoi the rabbanon? I mean, you need two things, that there are bonon plus a shinoi, or a deraisa with a shinoi makes into a shvus, therefore in case that's mutter.
Are you mean the first way?
Shvus and nashu b'shinoi. A shvus that was done out of shinoi.
It's a
shvus, how is it a drabonon? A shvus and nasa b'shinoi. That was done through a shinoi. You did a shinoi and deraisa, then became a shvus. You read one statement. One long thing over here. Two ways among the Achrayim how to read it. The Maaseh of the Torah is very clear. He said it has to be a double, has to be the Rabbanon plus the Shinoi. The passions of the Mechaber, the Olam points out, is the Torah and the Rabbanon with the Shinoi. And you read Mishnah Berurah, he comes along to come to say this, the Kohen and Dalet. He writes over here, that's the Kohen and Zayin also, that it says, Oisim Mishinoi, Haino Issa the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon is done together with the Shinoi. That's the people God, the Taz that we read, the Gro over here. They come along and say, the Maaseh, these two things are the Rabbanon with the Shinoi. Tzara Sheni on the Marmokim Sheet, who was the Shlomo Zalman, the Shemir Shabbos, he comes along and points out that the Egle Kal, and the Mechaim No, and the Tila David, and the Graz, they come along and tie, no, look up the Ramban, the words of the Ramban is really, Ashin Ana Deraiso, Ashin Ana Deraiso, and therefore the Numus Akhwana Paschim, Ashin Ana Deraiso, Lamaiso, it's Motor, the Eli Rabba, the Ezi Yisrael, the Mechaz Paschim, the Mechaz Shabbos, and others, and therefore it's brought down in the Shemir Shabbos, and Chosoy, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, since there's so many Gedolim who pass this way, it's not possible to be done either Goy. The economic Bavadai, it can be summed upon these Shitas that even a Deraisa can be done B'Shinoi. Rav Vassal also says the Vadai can be summed upon the Shita, the Rash B'Shita he calls it. And therefore, once Rav Shlomo Zalman Rav Vassal says the Vadai can be summed upon the Deraisa when it cannot be done by Goy, all the Malachim grow like this Shita, they first say, they first do a Shina under a bottom. And if you cannot do a shinu rabbanon, do a shinu or a goy. Cannot do those two, then do a shinu under the right. So,
I mean, the
what?
The
Ran's pshat in the Ramban. It brings over the Ramban, not the Ran himself per se. The Ran in the Ramban.
Seems to be pretty clear. What's the
Ramban? Who's clear?
He just said the Ramban is straight out of the
right. The shvus and nasa b'shinu.
But that says the way the Ran brings down the Ramban.
Question is, how did you bring it down? What's he saying? That's the question. What is the type for us of the Ramban?
Is it better to do a Shinai by Deraisa or Derabana without a Shina? The Hainel?
We'll get to it. We'll get to it. Okay, I'm thinking we have two Shitas over here. Now, just to try to be mach, but just explain out the, speak out the two sides over here. First of all, why to be only a Shina Derabana and not do a case of Shina Deraisa? You have two sides you can say. First of all, the Ikar place can say only do a Shina Derabana. Why? That's the Mechaber, that's the Taz. That's the Prima Godim, that's the Goyim, that's the Mishnah Berurah, that's the Aruch HaShulchan, that's the Chayodim, to a case of a Shinoi on a Dirabonim, that's Aleph. Second, I point out, that's true that there's a Ram bringing down the Ramban in Teres Odom, and says that Shmus Nathalei Dei Shinoi. They point out, look at the Ramban of the Sugya Daf Kufim, Dalvan Beis. He writes over there, what is the Melach of Gneach? Is it Dirabonim or Dereiso? He writes, Gneach is a Nisha El Abdul Karkh, is a case of Dirabonim. The case itself is Dirabonim. The Gemara says, do a case of a Shinoi. So the whole Marmokah, but we're coming to declare to go do a Shina Deraisa. The question is, what is Gneach? Is Gneach Melacha Derabbanan or Melacha Deraisa? Tosafot one says the case of Deraisa according to Yudah, other one says the case of Derabbanan. That's the question, how to go look upon it. The Ban writes Gneach is the case of Derabbanan. The according to him, should be the Melacha is only a Shina Derabbanan, the Maaseh be Mutter. I'm not addressing this problem, or Shabbos, I seem to address this problem. How in the world he answers, it sounds like a Steer's Ramban. But you want to take it even a step further. Maaseh, how do we paskin? What is Gneach according to us? We paskin Gneach is an Isser Deraisa. That's what we paskin. Yet, we hold the law is that a person can do a Shinoi on a Gneach as Mutter. That's the law we'll get to in the later on the Simon. It's Siflam and Gimel, the Mechabel being down. Let's say a person has heart problems, lung problems, and he has to go nurse straight from the animal. The Mechabel says, like the Gemara says, go do a Kalachayad. Well, question according to Mishnah Berurah, he holds what's the law for Ashina and the Rabbanon, the Maaseh is Mutter B'Chilush Eimei Sakano. Ashina Deraisa L'Chor is Aser. He holds Gneach the Deraisa. those behemoth dichle get a gula karko. So how in the world do you put laloch lemaisel, the sugya of Yaneach, together with the way how the Mishabu and the Mechab and the Taz are paskening, the loch of the Shina and the Raisa is also. Yaneach is a case of Shina and the Raisa. Shkamu Lushar Etzina says a massive chiddush, and Sim Tov Salik Vavi, yes, this question. And he wants to tell you that any chanami, the better we need a Shina and the Rabbonim. Except doing it, Yaneach, straight from the animal, suckling straight from the dad of the animal, that's what Lechoshim Molochah Klal. Not Nichol to get a Moloch at all. It's very, very strange. It's so weird. It's not nichol to get a shinoi. It's even better than a shinoi. It's not even nichol to get a malacha bechlal. Nothing at all. That means he really has a question. That means, what do the sugin ksubis come on Mishmur said, don't make me a right at all. It's a kasha against the Beth Mishmur ksubis. So good nech is deraiso, and klachi elamais is mutter. You want to say, no, why? That's different. Against the passion we're showing them, anyone discussing the sugin over there. You want to say, that case is different, and giving you right from the case of Ganech. Against the soil, against the we're showing them. But if you want to ask another question, Mishabu and Simon Shinchov discusses, you can take a grape and suck it out. Says, I from a Farak Dosh, says that, that might say not nichol to get a malach at all. And therefore you can do it on Shabbos. I ask Gunayach, the mice over there, it says also the only reason why it's mutter, because your chayla is kla'achayad, therefore it's mutter. Otherwise, time to go nurse from the animal straight from the mice is usher. So you know why? Because nursing straight from the animal is not a shina gomer. It's not that strange. Ain't a shina gomer, that's why it's usher. Just tell me a kasha, Mishnah Berurah. One time he says, you know why it's mutter? Why it's not choshem malach at all? Another time he says, maish, it's osir, unless you're chayla. You know why? Because not shina gomer. Just tell me a kasha, Mishnah Berurah. Unless you want mechalik in the shina, whether it's a shina with a niffle in the pile, fine. You each log, you each line. Maish, it comes out that before we were struck as far as maish to be machmer, number one, the Ramban himself says the sugya of Ganeah is a case of drabonon, therefore the sugya itself is only raya on a shina drabonon. Number two, numerous places, our places seem to say the law is that the getter is like the mishbura, like mechab the taz, prim godim going, and that only the shina drabon the ma'aseh is mutter. Atzal Hasheni, very stark as far as Michael, two svaras. One is again we mentioned all the four sheets. How exactly do we paskin? Come on with that commotion. Says the first sheet we paskin like. It's very interesting. He left out over here in the mechaber. I'm not sure why. That commercial says we pass like the first shito, and whether there are more passing like that or not, the Maestro Chayodim said there can be samech upon it. It's very soul said there can be samech, the Chodim said there can be samech upon it, that all the abundance of the Maestro are motor. What is easier to be done? A Shia de Raiso or Malacha de Rabbanon? He's coming with Rajbo, he's one of the six choice among the Rishainim. And he comes along and says you should do a Shia de Raiso and not de Rabbanon. Why? De Rabbanon looks like you're doing a Malacha. A shin deraisa is not a bayah maris ayin. Does not look like you're doing a malacha. That means Rashba is saying it's easier to be done a shin on a deraisa or a malacha de rabbanon. That means once we have this chai odom that goes like the dark of Moshe, and the Mishmur does bring down this chai odom that says you cannot do the third sheet, you can be semech upon the rabbanon. They get the case of medicine. If so, if you can do the rabbanon, you can certainly do a case of a shin deraisa. You certainly can do that. That's what Rashba is saying. The Rajbah saying a Shin deraisa is better than doing a malacha drabbanon. That means you want to work with semich upon doing a Shin deraisa? Because the fight comes down, makam atzerk, with semich upon the first shita. Now, whether Mishabura holds upon that or not, but certainly with semich in case of a Shin deraisa. A second reason why it's with semich upon the shita, true, they want to fact that it's not the Ramban. But Kamal Ravos and others point out, it's before the Rajbah. The Rajbah does say it. The Rajbah writes that Ganech is a malacha deraisa. He says, Kala'ach yad la maisa is mutter. So we see clearly the Rajbah says Shin deraisa, la maisa is mutter. So again, so we have those one taino, and again, Shlomo Zalman and Avoza come along and say, Halacha la maisa, cannot do a case of Alidei Goy, can do a malacha deraisa b'shinoi. That means again, this maskana, Halacha la maisa, before we get the case of what is a chalashay maisa kono. I think it's very simple. Again, Mechab has six sheetahs, Mechab has four sheetahs, Halacha la maisa, we paskin. What you should go do, number one, either Shina on a Rabbanon or Aide Nochri. If you cannot do either two, the place can say, in Chanami, Shina Deraiso. I mean, to get numerous cases when they practically apply it, we'll see numerous times that it's very hard to do Rabbanon out of it, whether it's putting a destin on a Charlotte Kadoimo. A destin might be a case of Deraiso, you want to do Shina Deraiso, the place can say, the Maestro, not a problem. Why would we send upon the Sheetahs, either the Rashba, what? We'll get to the halachas what finds it. But first, the category, again, this halacha, again, we pass in Shina under the Rabbanon or God. You cannot get these two. We pass in the Shina under the Raisa. Again, very clear. Shalom Zalman says, Vada Yeshua Milismar, Avos of the Vadas and Rashba over here. Again, the Numis Gedolah Paiskim. I look around, I saw about 30 of them, so I want to say Avada, be serving upon the sheet over here. Now the question is, what is a Chodesh Shefet Tekano? Once we get the locals. So first, come on, the Rabban of the Rashba, they say, person who needs bed rest, that's a Chodesh Shefet Tekano. Meaning, for example, someone who has the flu, needs bed rest, that's how the Mechaber brings down. Anyone who's a Chodesh that fell from Mishkov into bed, that's a Chodesh Shefet Tekano. Now first, the Paskim say, does not mean that he fell into bed, it means someone, says Aruch HaShulchan, who cannot leave his house. The weather outside will affect him. That's nichol together of neifel and mishkov. Also, he can't leave his house for health reasons. Not only that, come on the place, he said, does not mean the person who physically did not leave his house and physically had to fall in bed. That says sometimes you can't. You have to take care of your children. You have to take care of panoso. You have to go to yeshiva and go learn. You just can't stay in bed for side reasons. But as long as you're right to be in the matzav of falling to bed, that's nichol together of chelish eimei sakana. Doesn't mean a poily did it. It means a person is in that matzav of neifel and mishkov. Otherwise, what else do you do if you know you sat in bed for a couple of hours about to go to yeshiva? What else do you do? Not learn Torah. That's the first level, first definition. A second definition, which is not really arguing, it's giving a different definition. It's come along the Makom Mishnah says someone whose whole entire body is weak. We're talking about Amor. It says cholim men are called gufay. Example they point out someone who has a migraine headache, lying in bed lav dafka would help. He has just a lot of pain over here. The halacha is that the person that will lie, a person whose whole entire body over here is weak, we definitely get him also.
Usually,
a
person with a migraine would go.
Because he has nothing else to do. But not. But these are two ways of defining what either one is. Either your whole body feels it, or a person will go to bed. Now they could overlap, of course, and they could be intertwined, and that's why the chodesh and arguing over here. They're just two different. Simonim, not sibas, but simonim, to say what a chelush eimei sakana is. A third definition, which is brought down by the Makkab and Simon Reish Ha'invav, is that kol chelim itzel akor. Negayet to very cold weather, is also a chelush eimei sakana. The Makkab and the Pashkim over there say, meaning if it's very, very cold for adults, or even a little bit cold for children, it's not going to get a chelush eimei sakana. Therefore, if any time there's no heat in the house, what to go to? Very simple. You go get a guy, do a malach of the rest and put it on, no problem. If you cannot get a guy, you can do a drabon machine, which cannot really be done. Echlam then do a shina on the rest, or you put it on to make sure it should not be that cold. Now, they say the malach is lav dafka when it's cold outside. Let's say, for example, in the house, the outside is very hot, you put on the mazgan, you put on, that's too cold, now it's freezing inside your house. Some of the person can say, also, if you can't stay inside your house, it's freezing over there, it's also a cold, it's a lot cold. The ma'aseh can also change the temperature. This is a question if I care. Do we say the klal akol chelim etel acham? It's melting inside and the mazgan is not on. Can you go tell a guy that I can't handle this heat over here? I mean, nichol get a chelish eimei sakana and have the term of getting a guy to go put on the air conditioner for you. What? Without a mizah. That means, for example, my chelish eimei sakana, if it's very cold, go tell a guy, pet molik, go put on my heat.
Why don't we tell the guy, why is the guy not quickly in his house? Meaning, he could leave his house. Why is he?
Where is he going to eat?
He has to
have a Shabbos meal somewhere. So after
Shabbos meal, we're saying that he's
been
cold.
Not even Shina. Not even Shina. Because that will not agree on the situation. Okay. You have to take care of your chaylo. Because that will not agree. Mokum, child like Gozer. Where's the Gemara? There's no Is over here. They want to call the category of Hutro. Now, when a person is again a chayla itzel achoyim, it's a big tumult among the paiskim. What do we hold that a chayla meis is motor? Rav Shtomach and Shuvah, and Rav Nevensal, Rav Nasha Klein, Rav Tzina, the one time, know, just like everyone's chayla itzel achor. People are chayla when it's very, very hot. Now, hot does not mean it's very convenient for you. It means you're schmelting away. You feel like you can't move. You're just like, oh, I just can't move. I feel the temperature over here. But really, you feel like you can't move. Not just saying the words, not lip service. And that, therefore, since your whole body feels it, nichol get him a kol chayla. Atzal Sheni, the big down is already an easy soul, which will cost an easy soul numerous times. Says, what do you mean? Chazal says certain things make you sick. You'll get a running nose. You get sick. You have to lie down in bed. You get the flu. And therefore, that's nichol together. From Chaim Pinievsky, some of you others might disagree and say it's not nichol together of chaylo. Meisa, what to go do? Negate to the air conditioner. The numerous far as why the meisa can go tell a guy to go put on for you. Therefore, when Chesidchok says in Shuvah, you can go tell a guy to go put on for you on Mazgan. Either gets involved with a sugya of real and ochre by a derisive misalmi chalakal, or maybe it's only case of the afanol via electricity against the chaznish, or maybe a kochel eitzlachoyim. Lagamle told over to Reuben to disagree with him about certain things. His exact words to me in Hebrew, I think, were, maybe I shouldn't say. Fine.
I understand if we can, if we don't want to argue on the Chazal about what they say is not considered a chola. If we see in the Messias that people actually die from a heat wave, so then just because Chazal said that we're not a
chola. No, you can tell me that's the chol matkoch nefesh 100%. But
okay, so
over here,
anytime
in Yerushalayim, the heat waves, no one dies from his father. Now, you want to tell me in Sahara Desert, Ken Zayn. But here, I never heard anyone die in a heat wave.
They have these blackouts in New York.
Yeah.
They do have, they say, this amount of many people, old people die because they couldn't.
But if Nachshav Kroch Nevesh for these old people, not young people in this room, you will have the head to Kroch Nevesh. If you hold, yeah. Those who hold the Mekel, yes. Yes. That's the call. Now, what about the case of a person that Savak is Nechel to get up Chalishim by Sakona? That means sometimes people are not sure. Do I need bed rest? I don't need bed rest. My whole entire body weak. My whole entire body is not weak. What's the look in that case? It's very common. So, some people try to be Machmer to push off. They'll take medicine at night. The question is, you allowed to be Machmer? Can you take away Onik Shabbos? Yeah, you're just clearing. Who said you can be Machmer? Where's your Onik Shabbos? What's the end over here? Maybe you forget. Your Chum is mainly that cool over here. So, really, they point out there are two different things over there. There's Negev taking medicine, there's Negev doing Malacha. Take medicine, like everyone said, the mice said it's mutter. Either you want to tie up from the Zalman because Savak is Kavadai, and therefore, like a Vadai not take medicine, even the Savak is allowed to, or the Rafak wants to tie up, you don't have a Cheskis Isser. Medicine by a healthy person, you're allowed to go take. A healthy person can take cough syrup if he wants. He likes the cherry taste, if he likes it, he likes the alcohol content. Well, some people have issues. But whatever it is, if you're healthy, the mice no issue, no problem over here. Or you want to say, some dog on the cool, you can take medicine over here. So if you want to get the medicine, everyone says the mice you're allowed to. And to get doing the malacha, that's not that simple. Shlomo Zalman says you can. It's like a vada can. A sub can also. Well, Rav can is mice doing malacha, you have a cheskes iser. You have to have a head to go do malacha. Head to go do malacha, you don't have. You're sub, you're chalishim by sakana. That means the get to, which usually more common, people are not sure what to go do on Shabbos, if they're chalishim by sakana or not, a vada medicine you can take. Malacha, anyway, that's not too common. Anyway, that's a shalom among the swarm, what to go do. Now, the gate to what person or people are nichol in the category of chelish eim esakonol. First, the Gemara is very clear, a yeledes, my wife right now, until for 30 days, the Gemara says a chelish eim esakonol.
Before
yeledes?
I think before she gives birth.
If she is whole entire body is weak, that's chelish eim esakonol. She needs bed rest. For, I guess bed rest means because she's sick, not because the doctor said so, I think. It'll also be chalishim b'sakana. I don't think she's bed rest will
bed
be...
Bed rest because the doctor said so, it's not.
Depends why the doctor's saying so. If you're healthy with a child, she's really a healthy person. I don't think that's definitely get a bed rest. Depends how... two different types of bed rest the doctor says. The bed rest because of the child, bed rest because of her. Now, again, until 30 days, the halacha is a chalishim b'sakana, and therefore it's very simple in my house, whatever my wife needs, she tells me all the time, she gets. Fine. The next level is, if first is the old person, the nichol get of a cotton knot, we get the klum of cotton, the big shiloh, or Samech says old person, as a category of a cotton. Now the Archa Shabbos brings it down, he says, kol of your Indian, yeshlod, yeshlain, what the situation over here is. That means they get a cotton per se, that's where I'm over here. That means a cotton comes over Ramah and says, stam tzorche cotton, the get of a chelish ein beis hakono. All ketanim, the get of a chelish ein beis hakono. All ketanim. Now the question is, what are we discussing over here? The case per se is a case of food over here. The case of giving what to go eat. Is it dafka of food? Or any tzorchim? Any tzorchim? So there is a Tila David who wants to be right later on in the Simon. He wants to have dafka, nichol to get her food. The Paiskim might say, disagree, they point out, in Simon Rish Einvav, but the case of kol chela itzla kor, Ramah says, especially ketanim, even it's a little bit cold, why? Because all ketanim have a ghetto chela shem esakono. The going over here on Ramah, Sif Yud Zayin, says, where's the ma'amokim? And the cotton is the get of chalish eim b'sakana. He says where? The sugya of gaguim. Gaguim is not in the get of oichel. Therefore, they come along the place and they say the loch is anything the get of cotton, any mitzrochim are in the get of chalish eim b'sakana. And they will have a category the klal chalish eim b'sakana. Now, first the mishabur is very clear. Does not mean he wants a toy. The word the mishabur is tsurichim harbe. He needs a lot. You can argue maybe what the get of a lot is. They cannot stop a stamat tsarich. It was the Goyin also in Reish Ein Vav, both the Mishmur and the Goyin, Reish Ein Vav said that Tzrichim Harbei, this is the category of Chalish Ein Betzakono. One example is farming down, let's say a child is teething. Bothers him a lot, kids cry from that. come along with a bad advice, that's a chiddush shein b'sakana. And therefore, you should try to put a medicine for the child. You should get a liquid medicine in the case of drabonon. You can get a liquid medicine, only a medicine that's deraisa. And chlamin do, in the case of a shinil, be mutter. Now, what age are children? I mean, children are children until, you know, my father calls me a child. But what age in La Locha, in Nechel, Geta, I am. Well, what age is the Geta, Ketanim, in the Sugi over here? So first, the Stimus HaShulchan Aruch sounds like a cotton is a cotton Tilba Mitzvah. Divra or Latin says, a Tilba Mitzvah, Stam Tzarech HaKotten, is a Geta B'chilish Ein Bay Sakono. Rav Kopshit says, Stam Tzarech HaKotten is what until 13 years old? Aftal HaSheni, Kamal Mitzchah Sitzchah, it says, look up the Makor, where it's coming from. What? 12.
Yeah.
Girls are 12, boys are 13. And the reason why girls mature quicker is because they have less what to get to. It's morale, not me. Listen, I'm a twin sister, I know all the answers back. Fine. Now, it's morale chumash, Tazria, my gosh, Tazria. Fine. The Mitzchazitzch says, look at the Makarsha boy, the Makarsha comes from Beni Rucham. The Beni Rucham discussing kids in Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur, the loch is that a child until 9 or 10 years old, Nichol get up being very schwach, very weak. Otherwise, they should fast. Therefore, it says that the Mincha Sitzchok, what's together? You get it until 9 or 10. Come on, it says, no, where's the Makar they're coming from? They point out, the Geta is where? One Makar is when we break down the door for the kids behind the door, the Gemara Numa Dafehe, the kid's afraid of, is afraid. What age is a kid afraid until? He says, he brings down from the Magavram, the Geta, because he needs his mother, is afraid not having his mother around, which the Pesachim says until the age 5 or 6, until back to the age of 6 years old. They have one Taina, that Zarka Katan, is only until the age of 6. They bring down Mazil Obach, says the age is until 5. They bring down the Shaggis Ayu, he has a truth about it. He one Taina, the Geta is until 3 or 4. Shlomo Zalman B'Yashiv says the Geta is until 2 or 3. And they bring down the Chadnish that says, when they get to a child, Mesukin Eitzla Cholov, therefore they get a Chalush Eitzla Cholov, can you make for this cotton? They point out the Chadnish is discussing an age of 2 or 3. Again, they say, Lav Davka Zariah, discussing the get to the Cholov, to nursing for the mother, maybe other things be a different age over here. And M. Yisrael says, the age of the Mice is 1. So basically, what is the age? From 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Basically, you have all the ages until 13. Could be the Shito. The Maisa is first practically until 3. Pashal the Swam say the Maisa Chalishay Maisakono. 3 to 9 is a Mavuch among the Achoinim. Above 9 to 12, the Maisa is not that simple to be Mekel. However, that's the numbers Shabbai. Those who come along at Taino, we don't look at numbers. Think about a little bit the situations. Come along to Archa Shabbos, Obdav and Feinstein, and Mishma Shabbos, others. We don't look at numbers, you look at the situation. For example, being a skin of the dark, a 1 year old loved after skin of the dark. My 4-year-old, 4-day-year-old is not exactly scared of the dark. But my 6-year-old, 5-year-old, 4-year-old, 3-year-old, they're terrified. A 10-year-old, of course, should not be afraid of the dark. So it could be yet to know what kid you're referring to. Negev to food. Depends what kids are discussing. Negev to milk. Young child's negev for them. For older kids, negev to food. So you really have to judge the situation, negev to the heat, to the how dark it is. I went to a stomach where my lights in my house blew. I want to know, can I go tell the guy to put on the lights? So Rosh Tumuk's first question was, do you have children in the house? So I said, yeah. So you have children in the house, so go tell the guy to go put on the lights. So I asked him to have to do a bermuzah. He said, no, go tell the guy, pay molly, the chodesh emes, they're going to go put on the left, they're scared of the dark. Very simple. But what age is scared of the dark? You have to, again, you have to judge the situation. So the answer is, what is the definition of chodesh emes, they're going to avad the cotton? What? The father and cousin, whatever tzarek habay, each one onto the situation. Whether it's dark, or being cold, or the food, or whatever case over here, the fear. Again, kids have imaginations, mamish. Again, my 4-year-old has a lion underneath her bed for sure, 100%. Every time I leave, the lion always comes out, and she's terrified of the lion. You have to leave the light on. Only when Tati's there, there's no problem. Or the light's on, there's no problem. But she knows 100% there's a lion there. Fine, they might have the meanness. Fine, later. What? In the closet, somebody comes up under the bed, goes to the closet, fine, because I check under the bed, it's not there, because you hide some data. Fine, they have the meanness, they get very afraid. They get very afraid. Now, sometimes we cannot relate to that, but if you think about it, you really can. If you're like 10 stories high, walking on a bench that's this thick, you'll also be terrified. The gami, you know you're not going to fall off. Why? You feel it. People are very afraid about things. The gami doesn't make any sense to it. So they have their meanness, we have our meanness. Each one of us are children in our own way. Now, halacha, what's better go do? Do a case of a deraisa, do a goy, or a case of a mlocha drabona aidei shinui. And we pass it about a shin the right, so we should not do. We don't pass like that. We should get a goy to go do it. But let's take do a drabona b'shinui, or a case of a goy deraisa. What's the better thing to go do? So it really comes out according to the Ran, which is the second shito, avada a goy goes first, and therefore those who are choshev for the Ran, a goy goes first. That's kishchon aruch and others. Mitzvah Shabbos, avadi the halacha the goy goes over a yisrael. That's another case of a shinui. Even by drabonon, I tell us any read the Mishnah Berurah, bring down the chayadom. It says you don't have to go look for a goy. Don't have to, don't need to. Sounds like it's not here for the Ran shito over here. The halacha is that a yisrael can do a halacha drabonon b'shinui. Even though there's a guy, don't have to go look for a guy. A noch inyan, if a person can do mlocho drabonon b'shinoi, but let's say he can wait till Motzei Shabbos. Example, let's say he can take medicine on Shabbos. It won't make a difference taking now or Motzei Shabbos. Avadi have no heter. There's no heter to take medicine if you're allowed to. Then you're allowed to take medicine if you need to. If you don't need to, take a Motzei Shabbos. Then you take it now. Now, the getter of a person that is going to go to fall into bed. Now, avada, if a person is aiming to fall into bed, is not going to bed, we said before, nichla geta of a chilish aimed by sakono. What happens when a person, well, right now, he's not sick, but he feels it coming, and in 2 hours, he'll have a migraine. 2 hours on Shabbos, he'll have a migraine. He'll have the flu. He knows if he does not take medicine now, can he take the medicine right now on Shabbos, for 2 hours. Right now, the chalish, he's a mix of chalish or a mechash ba'almo. Can you take medicine so it should not be a case of a chalish in Beis HaKono? It's come along great, it's Makor Chaim, who seems to say there's no problem. A mix of the Peskim with Cheshabbos, Eklital, others bring down, look, the mice is no problem. The getter is not the doctor person is right now chalish in Beis HaKono. The heter of taking medicine on Shabbos is what, for a person who is a chalish in Beis HaKono, and that's what you built inside of you. Can it be that way? The mice allowed to take medicine? What? That's the case of Koch Nefesh. She was causing it. Okay, no shaykhs, but you want to compare the two, fine. No, that is because, let's say a person, if he takes, not take medicine now, he won't be a chayil on Shabbos. But he's a chayil on Shabbos, he's going to march on Shabbos. March on Shabbos. The other Maisi is a chayil on Shabbos, but again, Shalom Zalman and others come along and say, since the Maisi, you end up being a chayil on Shabbos, you have a right to go take the medicine right now. Not a problem taking the medicine right now. Fine, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll try to be kiyus. Maybe focus first on Simon Shin Lamin Vav, Zohar Chayush, and Be'ez Hashem on Wednesday, be Mamshim, Pesugim Chayush, and Mesakonah, taking medicine. Welcome.